Dubbo and the Central West, number one. Yeah, morning everyone. Pippa Jimmy on the air. It's all thanks to Mick Cafe. They are Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. 17 minutes past six.
I got a photo from you yesterday via text message of you out in the sun in your backyard with an empty paddle pool and the hose in it, and you were filling up your new purchase.
Absolutely. Yesterday, as soon as I left work, I made straight for the Capital W.
Yep.
Because I wanted to buy myself a paddle pool. It was tipping over 33 degrees.
Yep.
So I went there, $29, thought bargain.
Who's getting their value? Jimmy Love, that's who.
1,000 litres of water, perfect. Googled it, $2 to fill up, Dubbo Council water rates.
Yep.
Went home and opened up the box and there was a leaflet with instructions on it.
Oh, for goodness sake. You think, how hard is this? You're filling up a pool with water.
Like the pool literally had a blow-up ring.
Yep.
And plastic on the bottom. You put the water in, the ring goes up.
Yeah,
and
perfect.
You got a pool. Who needs instructions?
Who needs instructions for that? No one, you would think. You would think.
So I put the hose in, let it start filling.
Yep.
It's taken a while. I just play some Xbox.
Yeah, I text you. I said, how's the pool? And you said, oh, it's taking a while.
Oh, well, I got a pretty low pressure hose, to be honest.
Okay, right. So it's taking a while. I didn't think anything of it.
Like, we're having no drama with the hose squirting everywhere and being like a snake, you know what I mean?
Right.
How it does if you turn it up too high.
Yeah.
The pressure's pretty low. Starts filling up. Anyway, it's about halfway full and it starts tipping over the edge, the water. And I'm thinking, why is the water tipping over the edge?
Mm.
Because it's meant to go up about 50 centimetres. It's only up about 20 centimetres.
Right.
Why is the ring not floating higher?
No, it's going to one side. It's going all wonky.
It's going a bit wonky. Thinking this can't. So I'm trying to pull the edges up, trying to encourage it up higher.
Yes.
Thinking, what's going on with this pool here?
Maybe you got a faulty pool.
Maybe I had a faulty pool.
Go back and exchange it for another one.
I might have to. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, oh, goodness, anyway. I'm like, oh, no, I just keep pulling up the sides as I go around. Anyway, 15, 20 minutes later, still filling up. Very slow pace it was going, may I say. Still got the same issue. Water's tipping over the side. Thinking, I'm going to have to go to the instruction book here.
Oh, that's desperate.
Now, do you want to have a quick look at that photo I sent you?
Yeah, I do. Let's have a look
here. I'm reading the instructions, and the instructions are like, inflate the inflatable ring around the top.
Yep.
Start filling with water.
Yes.
And when you start filling with water, now this is a crucial instruction that I didn't read. You've got to pull the edges out so that the bottom of the pool is flat.
Is flat.
And all the creases are out of the bottom of the pool.
Yeah.
So that the ring can actually lift up into the sky.
The bottom of your pool is not flat. It looks like a scrunched up bit of paper.
So I had to empty the whole pool and start again.
Oh my gosh. You failed at filling up a blow-up paddle pool. This is just a new low in life, isn't it? Where you fail at something that you just think, a simple person, a child could do this with no dramas. And here I am, a fully grown adult, and I'm reading instructions about how to blow up a pool.
All you ladies, every Friday.
Dubbo and the Central West number one. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Pippa Jimmy on air on R&B Fridays at 6:28. Right now, it is time, Pippa, for the top news headlines
somewhere. That's right. These are news headlines that are trending today somewhere in the world. First story this morning, Jimmy. Women are happier with less attractive men, according to a study that's been conducted by Florida State University.
Now, do you think this might be something to do with more attractive men bringing more drama?
Oh, possibly. More hair gel?
Because they're pretty boys and they're like, oh, I just want drama because I know I'm full of drama.
You are full of drama. Yeah. Guilty as charged. This is good news for fellas because it's now officially a good thing to be punching above your weight. In fact, it's better for all parties concerned, according to this study. The results reveal that having a physically attractive husband may have negative consequences for wives, particularly if those wives were not particularly attractive themselves, because it might play into social factors such as, eating, dieting, trying to lose weight. But those with less attractive husbands, it turns out, felt less need to diet all the time, making them much happier in their relationship.
Oh, well, there you go. Love a good study.
So, guys, just keep wearing your, sweaty sweaty joggers, sweaty singer. That's what she wants. Story number two, a man who has won the Powerball jackpot has turned up to work the next day in New Zealand. He was working on a major motorway extension project and turned up to work the next day with a whopping $19 million.
You know what I love about this story, Pippa, is that when he got to work, his co-workers were like, mate, hey, mate, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing at work? You got 19 mil. You
brew,
don't need
sweet
to be
as
here.
Brew.
Yeah, bro.
Go home, bro. Get some fish and chips.
How about you bring us all some fish and chips?
Yeah, bro, because you got so much money now, eh?
Maybe he was just a good guy and wanted to work out his 30-day notice
period. Maybe he did, yeah. Story number three, a mum is left fuming after Amazon delivers her kids' advent calendar for Christmas with half the chocolates already eaten.
Well, maybe they're on a diet, so they're only allowed a chocolate once every 2 days.
Or maybe somebody at Amazon, as the mum suggested, got really hungry. So she's thinking that Amazon might have a staff issue.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Maybe they're not feeding their staff
members properly.
Maybe
they're not. Yeah, got a bit hungry, just had a couple of truffles.
Well, I got one of my flatmates for Secret Santa. I got a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I don't know which one it is because I forgot who I got for Secret Santa, but I thought box of chocolates good. You know,
can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. Does that mean I'm allowed to have a couple before I hand over the gift?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Unless you can kind of like break the seal and then put the sticker back down so it looks like you've never been there.
Those were the top news stories
somewhere.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. Hit 93.5's Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5. Scoopla.
And Dean McCarthy is live from Scoopla HQ. Good morning, mate.
G'day, guys. Good morning. It's been a whole week. We're never going this long again, ever.
Never, ever. We have missed you so much. We have very excited to have you on the show this morning, Dean. Mm. And Time Magazine's latest issue with People of the Year on the cover. It's a little bit different this year, though.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's fascinating. And I tell you what, it's very well thought out. The Time Magazine Person of the Year, it's usually a person, you know, and it's usually someone who's done something remarkable or extraordinary throughout the year. This year, they've taken a new angle. It is called The Silent Breakers, and they've featured five women, including Taylor Swift, actually, as the five faces of breaking the silence on sexual harassment that has absolutely turned Hollywood upside down on its head. Taylor Swift, of course, you know, recently sued that radio DJ for $1 after he sexually harassed her out of, you know, to make a point of the fact that this is just not cool. It also features Ashley Judd, Susan Fowler, Admin Iwa, and also in the shot on the magazine cover, there is a woman's elbow. And a lot of people thought that that was some kind of like edit error. It's not at all. It represents all of the women who were not brave enough to come forward and share their sexual harassment stories. So very well thought out cover, and I tell you what, it's certainly making headlines all around the world.
Absolutely. And Dean, just quickly, we're going to talk about the Californian fires in a moment, but that $1 that Taylor Swift was awarded by that DJ has finally been sent to her.
It has been sent to her. He posted it to her. Very thoughtful of him, and I think he actually had to by law, actually.
Yeah.
You may, of course, remember in her most recent music video, Look What You Made Me Do, in the bathtub, when she's laying in the diamonds, there was a $1 bill.
Oh.
She had that computer generated into the shot to represent the $1 that she won from that creepo radio DJ. So she's also one picking it out. That was very, very clever.
That very clever. Good on her. And Dean, now we're hearing a lot in the news this week about some really severe fires that are happening in California. What's the latest?
Yeah, so this is actually really frightening. So the fires are happening right near where I live in West Hollywood. So usually the fires kind of happen more out in the rural areas or in the country areas. It's happening in Ventura, which is about like half an hour drive from my place.
Wow.
And it has crossed over into Bel Air, where the Getty Museum is. If you've ever been to LA, you'd be familiar with the Getty Museum.
Yes, if you've been to the Getty Museum.
Bel Air before, that's where like... Yeah, that's where like Chrissy Teigen lives and Ellen DeGeneres lives. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, they've had to evacuate their homes. All these rich people, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's new home is in Bel Air. So they're all in the danger zone. They are all in a dangerous place. I think they're slowly getting the fires underway. It hasn't reached kind of into Beverly Hills yet or to West Hollywood, but it's right on the cusp.
Where does someone like Ellen DeGeneres or Kim Kardashian or Chrissy Teigen go when their houses are under threat from bushfires?
Yeah, they would probably be going and renting hotel rooms, I would think. Kim and Kanye would probably go and stay out in Calabasas, where all of her family have all of their homes.
Sure.
Kind of random that she lives in Bel Air, actually, because they're all so tight-knit. But yeah, they'd be getting hotels, and a lot of them would probably be flying to other homes that they have around America as well. Ellen probably back to New York. So yeah, they're kind of like dispersing.
Well,
all under control.
We really hope that everybody keeps safe over there, and that these fires are kept under control really quickly.
Absolutely. Dean McCarthy from Scoop HQ in LA. Yeah, our thoughts are with you and anyone else in California at the moment. You have a great day, and thanks for joining the show.
Thanks, guys. Talk Monday. Bye, guys.
How you doing, Central West? R&B Fridays. JD there, bit of bourbon and coke, it girl. This is Hit FM and we do it all thanks to Macca's. Go grab an all new Big Mac BLT. Go full summer with Macca's. Right now, Pippa, it is time for our summer life hacks.
Speaking of summer, these are your keys to getting through summer.
Yeah.
With different hacks for all kinds of things. And today, being Friday, we're giving you the top three summer life hacks for how to leave the office early and get away with it.
It's a tough one leaving the office early because
tricky.
Your boss can spot you, a co-worker can spot you, mm-hmm. you can get called out. What are you doing? Where are you?
What's going on? Mm. So you've got to be smart about it.
That sounds like where's the gold in the background? Are you playing the pokies?
Yep.
Responsibly.
So you've got to have your wits about you. So we've thought long and hard about this, being the expert bludgers that we are. And so we're going to give you your top three life hacks. Number one, the phrase that will always get you out of work early, especially on a Friday, is I'm popping out to see a client.
That's a good one.
We've heard this a lot in our studios, haven't we? Because we've got sales executives here that frequently pop out to see clients, as they say. Who knows? They could be going and having a nap under a shady tree.
Well, I agree. They could be. We never know. We haven't been down to Victoria Park to check under the shady tree.
No, we haven't. We're here busy, hard working. So seeing a client just means you can you take them for a long lunch.
It's a tough one, though, if you work at a nursery.
Yeah, it is tricky.
Yeah, I've got to pop out and see a client, but everyone comes and buys stuff from us. We don't go and see clients.
I've got to go and inspect some pot plants.
Oh, at Victoria Park, I need to just check the soil quality under
the
shady
Something
tree.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Go and see a client, take them for a long lunch at the pub, and then conveniently don't come back. Number two, feigning an injury is always great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so when no one's looking, what were you saying? When people are in a meeting.
Yeah, so maybe, or go around the corner where no one can see you.
Yep.
Bang the wall.
Really loudly.
Yep. Be on the ground. Ah, my knee.
Oh, my God, I've fallen down.
My knee.
My leg. Oh, help. Maybe don't go so far as to call an ambulance because once the paramedics arrive, they'll realise that you're faking it.
It's really important when feigning an injury to not go over the top.
Yeah, because then people are going to start thinking you look sus.
What you need to do, you need to get to the perfect point where you're too injured to stay at work, but you're not injured enough to not be able to take yourself home to recover.
That's exactly right. And obviously you can't be injured enough to not have made a full recovery by Monday.
Yeah.
You just want an early mark so you can go home, lie on the couch and watch the cricket.
Especially if you've got cricket on the next day at the Oval, you don't want to be caught by your boss playing cricket the next day for your team.
So it just needs to be a 24-hour injury.
Yeah.
Yep.
Turns out you're okay at the end of the
day. Yeah, it's fine. It's just a light sprain. Doctor says I'm fine.
A little bit of deep heat, fix it up.
It's all good. Number three, this is a clever one. Turn all the office clocks forward an hour.
Now, this one actually requires a little bit of preempting.
It does, because we're already in daylight saving. Mm. So the clocks are already a little bit skewed. Mm. But, pre-planning is key.
Now, this one's really important that you hear this bit of advice as well. If you've got security cameras in your office, don't do this one because you will get caught.
You will get caught. Mm. And then feigning an injury or going to see a client probably won't help you out.
No.
So just pick your workplace and pick the method that's going to be right for you.
Oh, no, but all the computers have clocks on them these days. You disconnect all the computers. Oh, my gosh, computer outage.
Oh, my gosh, computer outage. Perfect reason to not go to work.
One clock on the wall. It says 5 o'clock, but it's really two.
Yeah.
Done.
Sorry, got to go home.
They're your summer life hacks for how to get out of work early on a Friday, arvo.
You're welcome. Enjoy your beer at the pub. Are you ready for it? Take my time. Don't run that
good. Can't get in. Now let me blow your mind. Yeah, it's your Konski Wake Up, Shake Up. Good morning, Central West. How are you doing? Pippa Jimmy on the air, 13, 12, 16. Give us a call anytime, any reason, especially if you've got a community event on this weekend and you'd like to get it on the radio.
Yes, let us know.
And yeah, Pippa, also coming up in around half an hour, my R&B Friday Rap Challenge.
The 7th of December 2017 will forever be marked as a day in Australia's history.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yesterday at a couple of minutes till 6pm, it was literally moments before the news started at 6 o'clock, the Parliament of Australia finally passed same-sex marriage, which was voted for by the Australian public at 62% to 38%. And I'd been watching since 2 o'clock.
You'd been there.
Yeah.
Edge of your seat.
Oh, and it took hours because they had to keep a lot of parliamentarians were pushing amendments, and each of the amendments gets to be voted on. So they say, here, this is what I'd like to amend the bill, and then people can get up and talk for it or against it.
So adding little bits and tweaking it and here, there and everywhere.
And then at the end of everyone talking, they take a vote. The whole of parliament takes a vote on whether that amendment should be put in or not. Now, most of the amendments were defeated by around 20 to 30 votes, some a little bit closer. And finally, at 10 to 6, all the amendments had been squashed and voted against. Mm-hmm. And now it came time to voting for the final vote of the day, which was the act itself of same-sex marriage, adding in that regardless of your gender, you can get married to whoever you like. What it required was a third reading of the bill. Now, third reading is where they've already gone through the bill three times now, so everyone's clear on what the bill is, and they have a final vote. You can't add any more amendments. Now, when they read the bill for the third time, Adam Bandt, the member for Melbourne, the Greens member, got up and had this to say.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, what a big day for love, because despite the years of bigotry and hate, and despite the years of violence and lies and the ignorance and fear, love has won and it's time to pop the bubbly. And I'm going to keep this short and sweet because it's time to let the bells ring and let the people sing because love has won.
And that was the final speech from anybody before the bill eventually got voted for a few minutes later. And what they did is they said, all in the ayes say aye, and the ayes said aye, and all in the noes say no, and the noes say no. Now, when the noes said no, the speaker said, I think the ayes have it, because they had about 140 people saying aye.
Sure.
But the noes said, no, we don't think the ayes have it. So it forced them to ring the bells in Parliament. Everyone had to come in to vote. So it was one final vote to see if marriage equality would get passed.
And this was where everybody who was voting aye for the vote moved to one side of the parliamentarian room, and then everybody who was voting no stayed on the other side. It was quite amazing watching a sea of people flood over to one side of the room.
It was quite amazing because it's not often in Parliament that you see approximately 140 people on the same side.
Took the words right out of my mouth because it is not often, I think probably in any country of government, but in Australia, we're so used to watching people bicker and fight over issues. It's not often that we see such a sense of unity in Parliament with the leaders of our country.
And right now, I've got for you the moment that same-sex marriage was passed into law in Australia. Take a listen.
As there are fewer than five members on the side for the noes in this division,
Tony Burke,
I declare
here
the question resolved in the affirmative in accordance with Standing Order 127. The names of those members who are in the minority will be recorded in the votes and proceedings. The clerk.
Third reading, a bill for an act to amend the law relating to the definition of marriage and protect religious freedoms and for related purposes.
That's it.
And from that point, Parliament had officially passed the legislation. That legislation will get signed off by the Governor-General in either today or in the next few days. And people of any gender or any sex can get married to whoever they want, regardless of who they're in love with.
You can hear in the background scenes of jubilation in Parliament as the celebrations kicked off.
Absolutely. I've got some audio here of when I Am Australian, that song was blurted out. Have a listen. And this is about 6:01 p.m. yesterday, and I'm in my lounge room in tears. It's an amazing moment.
I am, you are.
hugely significant day in Australian history.
Yeah, and one of the lead campaigners for the Yes campaign, Magnus Zabotsky, she was on the project last night. Take a listen to what she had to say.
Amazing. It's been amazing. It really is the work of many people over many years. I'm just so, so moved and honoured that I could be a part of it. It's been incredible. And then it's just, it's like it's happened. It's, I can't, it's yes. Yes. We can get married. It's amazing.
And now forevermore. December 7th will be the day that got passed through, Pippa.
That's right.
And what a special day it is today, because this time yesterday the gay community wasn't equal. This time today we are equal. So it's a really special moment. So I really want to savour in that moment and never forget the feeling it was to be equal.
Carrie Bickmorin.
Yeah, Will Smith, Getting Jiggy With It, R&B Fridays on Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. Pippa, Jimmy on the air. Stand by. Mic's up after 9 with a top 50 countdown of your R&B Friday jingle bangers. Can't wait for that one. We do it all thanks to Macca's, and go grab the all-new Big Mac BLT. You go full summer with Macca's this year. Pippa, right now, though, it is time for the R&B Friday Rap Challenge.
That's right. And it's your turn today, my friend. And I have challenged you to rap about all things summer, namely the fact that we're giving away a $32,000 swim spa tomorrow, and also the fact that you went to Big W yesterday and purchased a paddle pool. Then you couldn't set it up correctly.
It was a 1,000-litre paddle pool. It was simple. You just pump up the outer rim,
yep.
You fill it with water, and the outer rim, because it's got air in it, rises with the water and floats and keeps the plastic sides up.
Yeah, keeps it shape.
Absolutely. Well, it turned out to be a disaster because I didn't realise that you probably should read the instructions when setting up a paddle pool.
I'm going to make a wild generalisation about genders here.
Yeah.
And say typical male.
Yeah.
Not reading the instruction manual.
I totally agree with you. I just thought, it's a paddle pool. Why would I read the instructions?
What could go wrong? How hard could it be?
Well, I forgot to smooth out the bottom. So once I got about 250 litres of water in there, the whole pool wasn't rising anymore. The water was just flowing out.
A minor oversight that cost you hundreds of litres of water.
Yeah, and that's no good. That's naughty of me.
No.
I'm in trouble with the council because, we've got to conserve our water.
That's not what you're rapping about. Rapping about being in trouble with the council, thank goodness. We're rapping about summer bodies of water, namely pools and spas, because that's what we all get around in the summer season. So this is Jimmy Larvie Ready, your R&B Friday rap challenge. You've done a parody, which I love. It's This Is How We Pool It.
Hey, right on, man.
This is how we pool it. This is how we pool it.
Yeah, come on, everybody in the Central West.
Here we go.
Sing it.
This is how we pool it.
Pippa, you do it one more time for me before
then
we kick off.
Away. This is how we pool it.
This is how we pool it. It's a Friday night and I feel all right. The party is here in my backyard. It just reached 40 degrees and I want to jump in the pool. But the pool is empty because I stuffed it up. And all my friends say, it's a blow-up pool. How did you stuff it up?
This is how we pool it.
It would feel so good to be in a swim spa. But the T's and C's say I can't win that one. All my friends stuck in my backyard. I got the pool up now. I got my groove on. Yeah. So
is how we pool it.
Yeah, so everyone's round at my house.
This is how we pool it.
It's an open house party. Shout out Corey Worthington.
This is how we pool it.
I got a VB in my left hand.
This is how we pool it.
Tomorrow we gonna give away a swim spa.
This is how we pool it.
To all my neighbors, you're invited over.
This is how we pool it.
It's gonna be a great summer weekend, oh yeah.
This is how we pool it, yo!
Pippa and Jimmy in the swim spa.
This is how we pool it.
We're gonna rock out hard and have the best weekend.
This is how we pool it.
Let's do it together.
This is how we pool it.
Windows open around the Central West morning.
This is how we pool it.
Yeah, come on, everyone.
Go full summer.
This is how we pull it. And just for kicks and giggles one more time.
This is how we pull it.
Carrie B